Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now finally, this is not standing up for Tim Davis as a person. Rather, this is standing for truth, particularly the truth of God. Don't be surprised that whoever takes a stand, that the media and all of Satan's host will seek to air the dirty laundry of the Christian who stands. As 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, the good thing about this passage is twofold. It is telling us not to use carnal weapons as personal attacks, but it also shows whose side and from what side those who attack are on, whether they are able to discern or not. In addition, we should consider Acts chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Then in the next chapter of Acts 25, verses 27 through 31, "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in his name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other disciples answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Boy, I tell you what, that was powerful to the guys that could take their heads off. Two things are quite clear. Obey God when there is a conflict between God and man. And secondly, give the gospel with your stand. That's what these men did. Here's what Peter did. It is times like these that discern between what is a strongly stated belief and what is a conviction. A strongly held belief will speak up about it strongly, but is not willing to lose all or life for it. Conviction is something that we are willing to lose all for it, whether it be our possessions, our job, or our life. I believe that things are coming to our country, unfortunately, that may call for many Christians to evaluate if they have strongly stated beliefs or if they have true convictions about Jesus Christ and His Word. Philippians 3, 7 through 10 says this, But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Paul was a rich man at one time. All those great possessions he had, he lost, and he said, but that's just dung, in my opinion. He said, I count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And that righteousness is always holy, not compromising any bit of its holiness. And then he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being made conformable unto his death. Wait a minute. I might know him? This guy that had been beaten with a whip 39 times on 3 different occasions, been beaten with rods 5 times, suffered shipwrecks, was in times where he was cold, other times in prison and dungeons and hit in the face and so many other things for the name of Christ. And he says that I may know him. The Apostle Paul realized there was so much more intimacy needed with God to learn about the person of Christ. And if he needed that, my friend, we all needed it. Well, we appreciate that good question and something that we as Christians need to consider and answer. Now we're going to go right back to our announcer, Brother Jerry Banks, and let him ask our next question.
I listen to your program on 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. I appreciate your teaching of the Bible. I have some friends who say before we were born, God determined whether we would go to heaven or to hell. I disagree on predestination. I told them God knows whether we will accept him or reject him, but he doesn't desire to condemn us to hell. I tried to loan them a book by John R. Rice on the subject, but they returned it saying his teaching is wrong. They actually come out of another church, but they joined our church recently. Can you give me some help on addressing this issue?
Hey, I appreciate our listeners on radio station 90.3 FM down there in Haines City, Florida. And I tell you what, I've visited down there on a few occasions, and I've been totally surprised by the number of people that have told me they listen. And if you're in that area, please write us and let us know that you're listening. Sometimes that's all we want to hear is just say, hey, we caught your program, thank you for it, or whatever. Or you can just say, hey, we've got your program, worst one I ever heard. But we just want to know that people are listening, okay? And so I hope so. And I sure appreciate this question from a lady listener that wrote to us. It says, my answer started off, first, I want to apologize for answering your letter nearly a month after you sent your question to us. We've had a sickness in our family and a lot going on at the ministry. And by the way, that's when I had a stroke, and so I missed a couple of weeks along the line having a stroke. But I certainly don't like making listeners wait. I also appreciate your listening to us on WLBF 90.3 in Haines City, Florida, with the Landmark Baptist College and the church there as well, also with Brother Carter and that great family of people. Also, I appreciate your kind and gracious comments about our broadcast. Now, I'm not a guy who likes to reinvent the wheel. I have an excellent treatise by Dr. Andrew Telford on the very subject which you address, and I will forward it to you in this email. Now, keep in mind this particular thought on predestination. Romans 8:29 states, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, many have used this to say the Bible teaches men are either predestined to be saved or predestined to go to hell. But if one reads the context in which it was written, he will see that this is addressed to Christians. And we are being told that Christians are being predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, which is Jesus Christ. It is not speaking of getting saved in the context in any way, not in one way at all. One of the interesting things that happened to me on visitation one day is concerning a man who was a Calvinist. I asked him, as he was working in his yard, about his salvation. I went through the plan of salvation with him to see if he understood what I meant when I said, was he saved and had he received Christ as his Savior? And he said he did, and I believe that he did. However, he went on to tell me that he'd been out of church for a while and that he'd gone to a primitive Baptist church and that it was a five-point Calvinist church, which I knew was true, but these are the things he told me. So when I asked, do you know that you've been elected and received Christ on that basis? He answered, that was right. Yes, I know I was elected and so I received Christ on that basis. Then I said, and to be quite honest with you, I had not thought about this. So I know this is straight from the Lord. It wasn't me or any ability that I have. This came straight from the Lord. I said, well, since I shared with you the scriptures of how to be saved, and you accepted the scriptures and you agreed with the scriptures that I gave you as the way of salvation, would you say that you are saved based on what those scriptures say? He said, right, that's right. Then I asked, well, since you know by the Bible that you are saved, can you share verses with me that shows you can know that you are one of the elected while reading the same verses would show another that he's not elected? Now, for an example, I could say, Bill, look at this verse. It says, by this verse, you are saved. You can be saved, but Joe, by this same verse, you cannot be saved. Don't even try. So I asked, can you show me a verse that could show that you were elected and he was not, someone else was not elected? He answered, no. Then my question was, then how do you know that you are elected? He said, I feel it. Which I was able to answer then, really? You're like the charismatics. You base it on your feelings, not on actual scriptures that can be shown. And you see, anyone who gets saved in Calvinism must base it on the fact that they are saved according to the scriptural description, but only if they feel it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.